నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 9th canto chapter 9 text 40 భావేను హిత్వా తమహం ప్రపద్యే Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, I should now give up my attachment for things created by external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I should engage in thought of the Lord and should thus surrender unto Him. This material creation, having been created by the external energy of the Lord, is like an imaginary town visualized on a hill or in a forest. Every conditioned soul has a natural attraction, attachment for material things, but one must simply give up this attachment and surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When passing through a mountainous region or region in an airplane, one may sometimes see a city in the sky with the towers and palaces, or one may see similar things in a big forest. This is called a Gandharva Pura, a phantasmagoria. This entire world resembles such a phantasmagoria, and every materially situated person has attachment for it. But Khatranga Maharaj, because of his advanced Krishna consciousness, was not interested in such things. Even though a devotee may engage in apparently materialistic activities, he knows his position very well. Nirbandha Krishna Samandhe Juktam Vairagya Uchyate. If one engages all material things in relation with the loving service of the Lord, one is situated in Jukta Vairagya, proper renunciation. In this material world, nothing should be accepted for one's sense gratification. Everything should be accepted for the service of the Lord. This is mentality of the spiritual world. Khatranga Maharaj advises that one give up material attachments, surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus one achieves success in life. This is pure bhakti yoga, which involves vairagya vidya, renunciation and knowledge. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga, sikhyartam eko purusa purana, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari, Kripam Buddhi Jastamam Prabhadde. Let me surrender unto the Personality of Godhead, who has appeared now as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the ocean of all mercy and has come down to teach us material detachment, learning and devotion service to Himself. Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka 674. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated this movement of Vairagya Vidya, by which one detaches himself from material existence, engages in loving devotional service. The Krishna conscious movement of devotional service is the only process by which to counteract our false prestige in this material world. Here, Khatranga Maharaj says, therefore I should now give up my attachment for things created by the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I should engage in thought of the Lord and should thus surrender unto Him. This material creation, having been created by the external energy of the Lord, is like an imaginary town visualized on a hill or in a forest. Every conditioned soul has a natural attraction, attachment for material things, but one must simply give up this attachment and surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In purport, Srila Prabhupada says, when passing through a mountainous region in an airplane, one may sometimes see a city in the sky with the towers and palaces, or one may see similar things in a big forest. This is called Gandharva Pura, a phantasmagoria. This entire world resembles such a phantasmagoria. Every materially situated person has attachment for it. Why? Why such attachment for this phantasmagoria? Fool, isn't it? It's fool. But Khatranga Maharaj because of his advanced Krishna consciousness, was not interested in such things. Even though a devotee may engage apparently in materialistic activities, he knows his position very well. Krishna Das, Nirbandha Krishna Samande, Juktam Vairagya Uchyade. This is real Vairagya. If one engages in material things in relation with the loving service of the Lord, one is situated in Jukta Vairagya, proper renunciation. Isn't it? Toiling very hard, day and night, for Krishna's, collecting money, Jagdish Pandit, they are not toiling very hard collecting money. For what? For Krishna's service, service of Guru and Gauranga, not for his own sense enjoyment. Then this is Jukta Vairagya, proper renunciation. In this material world, nothing should be accepted for one's sense gratification. Everything should be accepted for the service of the Lord. Then nothing should be rejected. Everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna is the proprietor. Everything is property. One who has property is proprietor. Isavasyam idam sarvam. Whole world belongs, is the property of Isa, Supreme Lord. He is the creator and he is the proprietor. Everything belongs to him. Nothing belongs to Jiva. So everything should be accepted for the service of the Lord. This is the mentality of spiritual world. Yes. Spiritual world. Maharaj Khatwang advises that one give up material attachment, surrender unto Supreme Personality Godhead. Thus one achieves success in life. Otherwise, how can achieve success? This is pure bhakti yoga, which involves vairagya vidya, proper renunciation and knowledge. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga sikhyatamika purusa purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya sarira dhari krupambudhi jastamam prabhadde. This is utterance of Sarvabhum Bhattacharya. When he got mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he said like that, let me surrender unto Personality of Godhead who has appeared now as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the ocean of mercy, all mercy, and has come down to teach us material detachment, learning, devotional service unto himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated this movement of Vairagya Vidya, by which one detaches himself from material existence and engages loving devotional service. The Krishna consciousness movement of devotion service is the only process by which to counteract our false prestige in this material world. So, this is the purport given by Srila Prabhupada. It says that in the everything is the property, the whole material world is the property of the Supreme Lord. He is the proprietor. He is the enjoyer, he is proprietor, he is master, is enjoyer. Jiva is not proprietor, Jiva is not master, Jiva is not enjoyer. Jiva is Jiver Swarupa Hoy, Krishnir Nitya Das. This is the Swarup, real identification, constitution, position of Jiva, is eternal servant of the Lord. He belongs to the Lord, he belongs to Krishna. Do you belong to yourself? I don't belong to myself. I belong to Krishna. He is my eternal master. I am an eternal servant. There is no question of I and mine. That is moha. That is moha, delusion. Atha griha khetro sutapta bhiti janasya mohayam aham mameti kritikanta bhagavata says. Conditioned soul who has forgotten his own identity, the known who is he, what is his real identity, he says, this. Atha griha khetra sutapta bhite janasya mohayam ammamet. I am this and that. I am this and that. Yes, I am Australian. Australia is my birthplace. Yes, my land, my country, my countryman, my father, my mother, mama. My mama, daddy, mommy, my brothers. My wife, this home is home, house is mine, property is mine, land is mine, wife is mine, son is mine, daughter is mine, Family members are mine, friends are mine. This is I, mine, moha, delusion, isn't it? Mr. Carey, what is it? Carey? Terry. Terry, yes. Mr. Terry says, yes, my wife Carey is there, writing letter. Oh, I am very unhappy. I'm suffering. Children are giving me so many problems. You leave me? Oh, my wife is suffering. This is moha, delusion. Ata griha khetra sutapta vite janasya mohayam ahamameti. Do you understand? This is ahamameti, I, mine. House is mine, property is mine, wife is mine, son is mine, daughter is mine, family member mine, country is mine, countrymen are mine. I am the monarch of all I serve. This is moha, delusion. Therefore you have been suffering. Actually everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna is the only proprietor, Krishna is the only master, Krishna is the only enjoyer. Jiva is not proprietor. Jiva belongs to Krishna, everything. This is real knowledge. You understand? Gyan. Vairagya vidya, nija bhakti vidya, education, gyan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that thing, writes nice songs in that respect. Amar bolite prabhu ar kichu nai, tumi amar matra pita bandhu bhai. What Mahajana sadhu says, Shastra says sadhu Mahajana says. Oh Lord, there is nothing I can say mine. Everything belongs to you. Tumi amar matra pita bandhu bhai. You are my father, you are my friend, you are my brother, you are everything to me. Your mother, telephoning, Jagdish, mama, yeah, do that. Material father and mother. That unreal father and mother, conditioned soul says, my father and mother. Not real, unreal. Real father and mother, Krishna. Tumi amar matra pita bandhu bhai. You are my father, mother, friend, brother, everything, O Krishna. Bandhudara, sutra, sutra, tapadasi, das, sita, samandhi, subhyamar, prayas. What I was saying out of delusion, my friend is your das, servant. What I was saying out of delusion, my wife, oh, she is your maid servant. What I was saying, my son, oh, he is your das, servant. My daughter, what I was saying, she is your maid servant. Everybody here is your servant and maid servants. Saita samandhi sabhyama. This is the only relationship. This is eternal, perfect, eternal, loving relationship with Krishna. Do you understand? Eternal, perfect, eternal, loving relationship. One relationship, that is relationship with Krishna. But conditions of forgetting this, have established temporary relationship, material relationship, the temporary relationship, not factual, not eternal. Body is material body, temporary. Any moment death will come, this finished. Bodily relations, material relations. Related to body, father, mother, wife, son, children, friend. This is material relationship, temporary relationship. This not eternal. We have eternal, perfect eternal relationship with Krishna, that is perfect eternal, loving relationship. And we should establish ourselves in that relationship. Do you understand? Eternal, that will never be destroyed. Material relationship destroyed. Every moment, any moment it will be destroyed. And this relationship, material relationship, gives you all sorts of suffering, unhappiness and problem. But when you establish yourself in this perfect eternal loving relations with Krishna, there is no problem, no suffering. Only happiness is there. Understand? And one should make endeavor, prayasa, to establish such perfect eternal loving relations with love. ભક્તિ વિના થાક ધન ધન ગ્રહ દ્વારા તમારા બલિયા રક્ષા કર્યા, માત્ર સેવા કર્યા. ઓ લોર્ડ, દિસ માય ગ્રહ, માય હાઉસ, હોમ, ઇટ ઇઝ યોર્સ. ધ ફેમિલી મેમ્બર્સ, ધોઝ હુ આર ઇન ધીસ હાઉસ, હોમ, ઇઝ ઓલ યોર સર્વન્ટ્સ, મેડ સર્વન્ટ્સ, ઇઝ યોર્સ. ધીસ પ્રોપર્ટી, બેંક બેલેન્સ, વેલ્થ, વોટ એવર અસેટ ઇઝ દેર, ઇઝ ઓલ યોર્સ. I am your servant. This is all your property. I am just taking care of it. Taking care of it for your service. As a servant, I am just taking care of it for your service. Nothing mine. Tumar karjare tumi uparjiva dhana, tumar sansar vaya kariva vahana. I will go out and earn money. For what purpose? To meet the expenditure of your sansar, your family expenses. Krishna's family, this is the house. We are all members of Krishna's family. Jagdish Pandit goes out on money for what? To meet the expenses of Krishna's family expenses. Big family, very big family, thousand, thousand family members are here. Many activities throughout the world. So many activities going on hither, thither. So many, one month, more than thousands of dollars required. In one month's expenditure, more than thousands, some thousands of dollars. Big family, so much. So one must go out and earn money to meet the expenses of Krishna's family. Family expenses, yes. You understand? For family members, nice houses should be built. You understand? Nice arrangements will be made. Yes. You understand? Family members go out preaching. Vehicles are required. Yes. You understand? So many paraphernalia are required. That arrangements will be there. So money is required. Krishna the enjoyer make nice arrangements for his enjoyment. So much money is required. So go out and earn money. Thousands, thousands of dollars. One day's expenditure, thousands and thousands of dollars. I'll go out on money to meet the expenditure of your family. Nothing for me or my family. Then that will be bondage. Bhal manda nahi jani, seva matra kari tumar sansar ami bishapa. I don't know whether I'm doing good or bad. I don't want to bother my head on that respect. No, it's not good, bad, no. I don't know whether I'm doing good or bad. I don't want to bother my head. That thought. Tumar sansarami visa prahari. You are the only enjoyer. This is all your objects of enjoyment. All your assets, all your wealth, property. I am just a watchman, security guard. I am just watching. Treasury guard is there, day and night, holding gun. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Every hour, ringing bell. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 11, like that. Who are you? What are you doing? I am guarding treasury. Whose treasury? This is government's treasury. It's nothing mine. I am the guard only. Similarly, jiva, I am guard. Nothing mine. It's all Krishna's. I am just guarding, Do you understand? I am just prahari, parabala. I am just guarding, Nothing mine, do you understand? Does it say mine, my treasury, my wealth? No, it's government's. So this is Krishna's. I am the prahari bala, parabala, I am just guarding. It's of Krishna's. This is the position. Nothing I am mine. Tumari chaya mor indra chalana, sravana darsana grahana bhajana vasana. Use all your senses in service of Krishna. That is bhakti. Trusikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Definition of bhakti, Rupa Goswami. What is bhakti? Through your senses, serve Trusikesa, master of the senses, Govinda. Trusike, Govinda seva. Understand? Serve Lord Govinda. Through your body, mind, speech, all limbs of the body, senses. That is bhakti. I will see. What will see? Go to temple, see the beautiful form of the Lord. That is eye service. Engage your eye. Ear will hear. What will hear? Hear Bhagavad Katha, Krishna Katha. Don't hear politics, political topics. Don't hear topics related to sense gratification, nasty things. Only hear. This is the service of the ear. Savana, darsana, ghana. Nose will smell. What to smell? Nice tulsi, tulsi japa, lotus feet of Krishna, scented flowers offer, dhupa, incense offer. Smell it. That is service of the nose. Savana, darsana, ghana, bhujana, eating. Tongue will taste. Taste Krishna prasad. How nice taste it is. And utter name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Speak Krishna Katha, go out and preach. That is the service of the tongue. Yes, two services, tongue. Test prasad, speak Krishna Katha, chant holy name. That is service, this is bhakti, nothing else. Don't utilize your senses for your own enjoyment and happiness. Sense gratification. Then that is sinful activity, that will be bandesh karma bandhan, that will bind you. Nija sukha lagi kichu nahi kari ar bhakati vinoda bale tava sukha sa. Oh Lord, I won't do anything for my own happiness and enjoyment. Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, everything I'll do for your happiness, enjoyment. You understand? This is bhakti. Then this is Krishna sansar. This belongs to Krishna sansar, not jiva sansar. The condition soul says, I am mine, I am proprietor, I am enjoyer, I am door, I am this and that. And that's everything. That is all. These are all objects of my enjoyment. Therefore he suffers. He has been suffering here because of this I am mine attitude, moha, delusion, and trying to lord it over and enjoy. That is the ignorance, and ignorance is the cause of all suffering. Vastuta sakali tava jiva keho noy, aham mamo bhrami bhoge soka bhoy. Another song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, factually, nothing belongs to jiva, everything belongs to Lord Krishna. Aham mama, I and mine, this delusion. Out of the delusion, the jiva suffers, has been suffering from time immemorial. So means suffering, distress, lamentations, fear. Do you understand? Out of this aham mama, moha, understand? Aham mama abhimana imatra dhano baddha jiva nija bali jane mano. Oh, this is mine, my property, my home, my heart, property, asset, wealth, bank balance, my family, my country, countryman, isn't it? Something good? Who has done this? I have done. Something good? Something bad? Who has done? Oh, Lord did. Something bad that Lord did, something good? I have done. Isn't it? This is Baddha jiva, conditioned soul. This delusion is ignorance. Therefore he suffers. He has been suffering from time immemorial. Say abhimane ami sansare padya habdu ukhai bhava sindhu santarya. Because of this delusion, because of this ignorance, thinking I am mine, I have been drowned here in the dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. Drowning from time immemorial in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. This is the only cause, reason. Do you understand? Mayar vase, dhatsa vase, khatsa habudugu bhai. Another song is there. Mitse mayar vase, khatsa vase, mayar vase, dhatsa vase, khatsa habudugu bhai. Do you follow that song? Nice songs. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is known as Seventh Goswami. Do you follow? Known as Seventh Goswami. He is Seventh Goswami. He has written so many nice songs where he teaches all these things. Do you follow? Where he teaches all these things, nice songs he has written. These songs are so nice. Oh, philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy is there very nicely. He has expressed this through his songs. You understand? What is that song? Bolo 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 re sabai. That is song.
Radha Krishna bolo bolo re sabai.
Radha Krishna bolo.
Oh,
They gave these teachings, chant, chant, Radha Krishna, everyone chant. You are cut off in the whirlpool of senses, senseless action, and are sinking lower and lower. Chant, chant, Radha Krishna, everyone chant. If you just understand that Jiva is the eternal servant of Krishna, you'll never have any more sorrows. Chant Hare Krishna, and your eyes will fill with tears, and your body will feel transcendental shivering. Chant, chant, Radha Krishna, everyone chant. Simply chant Radha Krishna and join with us. Those are the only alms we beg. Chant, chant, Radha Krishna, everyone chant. All dangers will be gone when the name is chanted, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Chant Radha Krishna, everyone chant. So, aham mama vimana ima sudhana. Se avimane ami sansare padya habdu bukai. Because of this delusion, aham mama, abhiman, drowned, I have been drowning here, this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. Tomorrow hoye padelo yaha sarana, aaj ami karlam, oh Lord, today, I completely surrender unto your lotus feet. Your lotus feet is such a place, there is no fear at all, oh hoye sarana arvinda. I am completely surrender, giving up all rights of dharma, giving up all duplicity, everything, all delusion on I, mine, I completely surrender. Atman Vedam, Ammama Vimam Sarila Amai, Arjana Mahudhisthana. From today, this moment is I and mine is gone. Let all is gone forever. Not temporarily, eternally, forever let all this go. It should not be. Please, don't allow such I and mine enter into my heart. Let it go away forever. এই মাত্র বড় প্রভু দিবে আমার এই অন্ত আমাদের দূরে পাই যাবে, প্লিজ গিভ মি সো স্ট্রেংথ, ইনকালকেট সো স্ট্রেংথ দ্যাট ফর এভার আই কি করল আই এম মাইন নো মোর আই এম মাইন। হ্যাঁ, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, আত্মনিবেদন ভাব শুধু এগুলো হয় হস্তি স্নান সমাজ যেন ক্ষণিক না হয়, লেট দিস আত্মনিবেদন রাত্রি মুড অফ সারেন্ডার বি ভেরি ফিক্সড ইন মাই হার্ট, লেট ইট বি ইটারনালি ফিক্সড ইন মাই হার্ট, let not it be temporary like the bathing of an elephant. Bhakti Vinoda Prabhu Nityananda Pai Mage Prasad Jai Abhimanda Bhakti Vinoda Thakur begs mercy at the lotus feet of Nityananda, therefore if Nithai ra karuna habe Nithai Nityananda Prabhu Sarv is mercy on me, then this mentality will be fixed on me, that this I and mine go forever. Understand? So many songs Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in which he has said all these things. The mentality of the spiritual world, material world, nothing should be accepted for one's sense gratification. Everything should be accepted for service of the Lord. This is the mentality, spiritual world. Maharaj Khatwanga advises that one give up this material task and surrender to Supreme Personal Godhead. Thus one achieves success, life. This is pure Bhakti Yoga. It involves Vairagya Vidya, renunciation, knowledge. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikhyartamekum Purusa Purana Sri Krishna Saitanya Sarira Dhari Kripambudhi Jastamam Prabhade. These are the words of Sarvabhattacharya. When Sarvabhattacharya got the mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he uttered this thing. Sarvabhattacharya was the follower of Sankaracharya, Mayavadi, Brahmavadi he was, not a bhakta at all. You understand? At first he couldn't understand how this Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personal Godhead, though his brother-in-law, that is Gopinath Acharya, tried his best to convince him, still couldn't be. Then he became disgusted. Gopinath also became disgusted. He said, Usara Bhumite Vijavapana, I am just sowing seed in a barren land. Your land is not fertile. You have not gotten mercy from Supreme Lord Krishna. Therefore you can't understand this thing. He got angry. Hey! You have gotten mercy, I have not gotten. Shut your mouth. You Gopinath, shut your mouth. What are you saying? such false ego was there. Yes. False prestige ego was there. As long as false ego prestige, you can't understand this thing. Do you understand? Such I and mine. Don't you know who am I? I am Professor of Vedanta. Yes, he was Grosta, was teaching sannyasis. Such pride was there. False ego. Unless it's crushed, I will be Krishna Das. So he became disgusted. Gopinath says, all right, I am just sowing seed in a barren land. If you get mercy, His mercy, pointing out Mahaprabhu, then you can understand it. At last he expressed this thing. So when he got mercy, do you understand? He said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you are a young sannyasi. You took a sannyasi at the age of 24, young man. Very difficult to give up sannyasi during Kali Yuga. You have taken a sannyasi such young age. Sannyasi's work is to hear Vedanta. Hear Vedanta and meditate. You are not hearing Vedanta. You are chanting Hare Krishna, dancing on the street. How can you give up sannyas? Hear Vedanta from me. Yes, yes, I will hear Vedanta from you. Very humble student. How Mahaprabhu's dealings, From whom Veda Vedanta comes, he wants to teach him. Veda Vedanta comes from Supreme Lord, Mahaprabhu, Supreme Lord. He has such false prestige, such false ego, such pride. I am Professor of Vedanta. I am teaching Vedanta, one and all great sannyasis. Don't you know who am I? You hear Vedanta from me. Mahaprabhu, yes, yes, I am ignorant fool. I must hear Vedanta from you. So he spoke Vedanta continuously 7 days in premises of Jagannath Puri. And 7 days, do you understand what I say? You, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you are not saying anything. Mahaprabhu, only hearing, not saying anything. A very innocent student just sitting and hearing. But when he asked, the Mahaprabhu opened his mouth. I hear the sutra very well, but your commentary, explanation is very difficult. Huh? What is say? Sutra cannot be understood. Therefore commentary has been given, because he is not giving proper commentary. Is imaginary commentary given by Shankaracharya is Sarika Bhasa, not speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Therefore Mahaprabhu says, I understand sutra because it comes from him very well. But a commentary is very difficult to understand. Your commentary is like a black patch of cloud covering the effulgence. What you say? Alright, you explain now. Then comes the explanation. Then Mahaprabhu explained. And Mahaprabhu explained, he heard. Mahaprabhu explained in proper way. He explained from Srimad Bhagavatam, the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And he heard, at last the Atmarama verse comes. Atmarama samanaya nirgrantha apyurukramin krupandhya hetukin bhakti itham bhutaguna hari. Mahaprabhu said, utter this thing. So, Bhattacharya said, please explain this. Mahaprabhu, you first explain, I'll hear. Then Bhattacharya explained. Bhattacharya explained in a very scholarly way. Mahaprabhu appreciated. He said, Bhattacharya jami jani tumi sakhyat braspati sastra vakhya kriti aiche karna hi sakti. Kintu tumi artha kailo panditya pratibhai. Ehi shlokara ache aro apitra. I know, Bhattacharya, you are incarnation of Brihaspati. Such a pandit is not available in this world. As you explained this verse, no pandit can explain. Such scholarly explanation you gave. But this verse has some other interpretations. Then Mahaprabhu explained. Bhattacharya, Sarvabhautacharya explained in 9 different ways. But Mahaprabhu didn't touch it. Mahaprabhu explained 18 different ways without touching Sarvabhautacharya's explanation. Then he heard, he became amazed. Sarvabhautacharya became amazed. Then he understood, thereby he got mercy. Then he understood, yes, it's definitely Bhagavan. It's definitely Sakya, directly Bhagavan. Otherwise, nobody could have explained in such a way. So, he begged excuse. Yahan to sakhyat krishna muina janiya mahaparadha koinu garbhita hoya, he said. Is sakhyat directly krishna? I have committed so much aparadha offense because of my ignorance. So, he fell flat at his lotus feet, begged excuse. So, Mahaprabhu showed his mercy. Mahaprabhu wonderfully merciful, so he saw his mercy, accepted, he surrendered. So Mahaprabhu accepted him and first showed him 400 Narayana Parvam. You understand? Then at that time, his great pandit, he uttered 100 verses in the glorification of Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhauma, 100 verses, famous verses are there. And Mahaprabhu embraced him. So all these ecstatic symptoms, Asru Kampal Spana Svetar Mansa Nritya Krandan, Asta Sattika Bhav, it for Sattik symptoms, this tear, perspiration, palpitating of heart, romance, crying, all this manifested in the body of Bhattacharya, Sarvabhautacharya, by getting mercy. So Gopinatha Acharya became very pleased. Now it's all right. God mercy. you're dancing out of joy. So one day, early in the morning, Mahaprabhu went to the house of Sarvabhautacharya taking so much Jagannath Prasad, knocked at the door. Sarvabhautacharya gotten up from the bed, got up. Not washed his mouth, teeth, anything. Mahaprabhu's calling, opened the door, and Mahaprabhu handed him over this Mahaprasad, Jagannath Prasad. Immediately he took it. Immediately. Not washing teeth, mouth. Then Mahaprabhu said, today you really surrender and lotus feet of Krishna without duplicity. Aji tumi niskapate kaila Krishna soy. Krishna aji niskapate tuma hoilo udoy. Aji se khandila tuma dehadi bandhana. Aji tumi chinna kaila mayar bandhana. Aji Krishna prapti yogya hoilo tumar mano. Veda dharma langi kaila prasad vakyana. Mahaprabhu asked, what did you do? You didn't wash your mouth, teeth, you ate. Then you uttered this verse from Padma Purana. Suskam parjusitam vapinitam vadrodesata praptimatrena bhaktavya natra kala vitarana. Nadesa niyamastata na kala niyamastata praptamannam dhritam sishtir bhaktavya harir abravir. He is a pandit, he knows sastra. He quoted in Padma Purana says, Mahaprasad never becomes dried up, never becomes stale. No, it's Mahaprasad, not material food, it's transcendental. If one takes to hundreds or thousand miles, takes from Jagannath Puri and goes to New York, thousand miles, still it never becomes stale. As soon as one gets, immediately he should accept it. Don't consider I have not washed my teeth or it's nothing. No desa kala niyama tatha praptanam dhrutam sishti bhaktarvam harirabhravdi. There is no bar of time, place, circumstance, whatever condition, what time, what place, one, what country. Immediately you get the sad mercy available. Oh, immediately accept. That is. So, Mahaprabhu became very much pleased. Then Mahaprabhu very much pleased. Mahaprabhu embraced him. Today, really you surrender unto Krishna without duplicity. Yes. Without duplicity you surrender today. Today you are free from your bondage, material bondage of this material body. Your bondage, karma, bandhana, bondage of maya is today completely cut up. Your mind is now free to get Krishna. Because you kicked all Veda dharma, Vedic etiquette regulations, surrender. Sarva dharma. So, that time, Bhattacharya, and you have known, I have quoted, Mahaprabhu quoted, Jesaṃsa yesa bhagavān ananta sarvātmanā śrita padata dinibhyalikam te dustarāmati taranti ca deva māyam naisaṃ mamāho mitidhi so suvāla bhakhe. You read it?
When a person without reservation takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the unlimited, merciful Lord bestows His causeless mercy upon him. Thus one can pass over the insurmountable ocean of nescience. Those whose intelligence is fixed in the bodily conception, who think, I am this body, are fit food for dogs and jackals. The Supreme Lord never bestows His mercy upon such people.
Never bestows mercy upon such people, as long as this bodily conception. This is ultimately eaten by vultures, jackals, dogs. As long as this bodily condition, Supreme Lord never bestows mercy upon. But today, you are free from bodily conception. Therefore, you have mercy. You understand? So, after that, you got the mercy, Sarva Bhattacharya. So, one day, he wrote two verses in praise, glorification of Mahaprabhu in a palm leaf and said it through Jagadananda Pandit. Do you understand? Do you follow? With Jagannath Prasad. Two verses written in palm leaf from Jagannath Prasad he sent through Jagadananda Pandit to Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? When Mahaprabhu saw this, his own praise, he tore it to pieces and threw the palm leaf. Do you understand? But before that, Mukunda Datta had seen that two verses he had written on the wall outside. Therefore the devotees got it by heart. Otherwise, not to see it. These are two verses. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga sikhyartham eko purusa purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dari Kripambudhija Stamam Prabhadde. This is the first verse. Second verse. కళానష్టం భక్తి జగం నిజం జ రాధుస్కస్తుం కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ ఆవిర్భూతస్తస్య పదారవిందే నాడు నాడు లతాం చిత్తభృంగ.
Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge, his devotional service, and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet.
And those lotus feet. Is it meaning of first verse, second verse?
Let my consciousness, which is like a honeybee, take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has just now appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to teach the ancient system of devotional service to himself.
Who's this?
This system had almost been lost due to the influence of time.
Yes. Now he has appeared to teach this thing. Almost lost. Now you appear at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Teach this thing. Bhakti Yoga Vairagya Vidya. You understand? This is quoted in Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka in the mouth of this mouth of Bhattacharya, Sarvam Bhattacharya. You understand? So what is this Vairagya Vidya? You should understand. This is deep purport in it. But what is going on nowadays in this world? In the name of Vairagya, most of the people understand that this apathetic mood. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come to teach us this Vairagya as it is going on now. The deluded human society cannot understand it. We have attachment for this material world and material objects. It is natural. You understand? So, how one should develop detachment, do you understand? And develop real attachment towards the lotus feet of Krishna. Mahaprabhu came to teach us that thing. Vairagya Vidyan is a bhakti yoga. So, people think, what is that? Have I to give up this, my family attachment? Am I to give up my family, my wife, my son, my daughter, my family members? My worshipable father and mother, I cannot repay. They give me birth to care of me, maintain me nicely, give me such education. Am I to leave them? What are you saying? Do you understand? Most people think like that. This is Vairagya. They think this is Vairagya, to give up all these things. Do you understand? But Mahaprabhu is not speaking about this Vairagya. This is not Vairagya Vidya. No need of such Vairagya. The so-called Buddhists, do you follow? So-called impersonalists, Brahmavadis, do you understand? What do? They say, oh, this is all Maya, this is 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 Maya, give up, give up, give up, give up. Isn't it? Giving up everything, saying Maya, 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 Maya. Only put on one kaupin. Do you understand? They put on only one kaupin. Then go to the mountain escape, Himalayan mountain. I am Tyagi. I am given up everything, all Maya I have given up. Only one kopin I have, nothing else. You understand? So, they go mountain escape, sit inside the mountain escape, and thus meditate. Never go out. They never go out. You understand? No, this is Maya, this material, nothing. Just meditate, meditate. All right, for the last time I'll take some food. No more food. This is also Maya. So goes, eats full belly. All right, last time eating. No more. Finish. Then goes inside the mountain escape, sits inside there for meditation. big block of stone brings and puts it on the mouth of the cave, closes it. No more eating. Then it's all Maya. I will meditate on that. Do you understand? So gradually become skinny, weak, skinny. No eating. So now he cannot come to the mouth of the cave, cannot push out the big stone. So he dies inside. So this is not vairagya, this is suicide. This is suicide, Baba. This is not vairagya. Mahaprabhu is not teaching this vairagya. Vairagya vidya. Do you understand? Bhogi samad. Those are running after this material enjoyment. They cannot understand what vairagya Mahaprabhu is teaching. It's very startling and wonderful. Mahaprabhu says, in whatever condition, wherever you are, be there. Be there. No need of going to the mountain cave, Himalayan cave, sit down there and doing puraka, kumbhaka, rejaka. Pranayam says, no need, no need. What is the need of it? Do you understand? You should understand what is the real vairagya. He may be in your home, or grihe thako, bone thako, may be in the home, he may be a householder, living in the home, or you may be sannyasi or vanprasthi wandering or living in a forest. Wherever you may be, grihe thako, bone thako, engage yourself in Krishna's bhajan. Do you understand? Maybe in the home, you may be a householder, living in the home. Wherever you may be, great thaka, bani thaka. Engage yourself in Krishna's bhajan. Do you understand? Discuss Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha. Give up all your attachment to the material world and material, the created things by material energy. Develop your only attachment towards the lotus feet of Krishna, thinking everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna is only enjoyer, Krishna is only proprietor. Jiva is not enjoyer, Jiva is not proprietor, Jiva is the eternal servant of Krishna. Utilize everything in Krishna's service, give him all enjoyment, happiness. This is real vairagya. Jukta vairagya, here he says, Jukta vairagya, nirbandha Krishna samandhe. This is Jukta vairagya, real vairagya. Do you understand? This is real vairagya. There is nothing to reject. Do you understand? Everything belongs to Krishna, everything can be utilized for Krishna's loving service. He is the proprietor, the enjoyer. This is the real vairagya. Asakti rahita samandha saita. If you do this thing under the proper guidance of a guru, Vaishnava guru, acharya, then you will develop real vairagya and develop real attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. Asakti rahita vishamanda saita visaya samuha sakali madhava. Sri Hari Sevaya Jaha Anukala Vishava Valiya Tyage Haya Bhula. Acharya says, give up your attachment to the body, bodily relations and objects of sense. Enjoyment, that is real detachment, and develop your attachment towards the lotus feet of Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna is the only relationship, is all property of Krishna. Krishna is the only enjoyer, only proprietor. You are not proprietor, you are not enjoyer. Understand this very well. So, what is, these are all perfectly for Krishna's service and enjoyment. They all can be utilized in Krishna's enjoyment service. Why will you reject it? If you reject, then you will commit error, mistake. Do you understand? Oh, this is Maya, this is Maya. Reject, reject. No, then you commit mistake. That's not vairagya. This jukta vairagya. Do you understand? Everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna is only enjoyer and proprietor. I am Krishna. I should be enjoyed by Krishna. Do you understand? Nothing for my enjoyment. This is real vairagya. This you should understand. Yes, it is not a fact that you will have so many conditions. All right, I am Krishna Das. All right, I'll give up this thing, my home, heart, family, wife, children, to go and serve Krishna. All right, yourself. All right, I'll go there, stay there. Give me one bag of rice, two bags of potato, one bag of dal, one truck, one jeep, one car, two. Five servants, 2,000 or 5,000 rupees. So I'll go there, stay there, and serve Krishna. So many conditions you are making, isn't it? Otherwise I cannot, this is bare necessity, Baba. Bare necessity. This is not vairagya. You cannot serve Krishna. Unconditional service. Krishna may put you any land, any country, any place, whatever arrangement is there, just accept. Yes, Krishna has made this arrangement. I have to stay under this tree now. And arrangement is to drink one glass of water and one thirsty leaf. Yes. No, this is required, this is required, this is required. Minimum one plate of khichdi required. Otherwise, how can I stay? How can I render service? This is not vairagya, this is not service to Krishna. Then you are not given up attachment. Whatever condition, whatever place, whatever time, what condition you are placed, serve Krishna. Be content with this. Krishna has given me this thing. Yes, this is there. It lies in Krishna. Chant his holy name, speak Krishna katha, preach. Try to give enjoyment to Krishna. Then say, Krishna knows your heart. Yeah, really your heart is crying to serve Krishna, give enjoyment. Or not, or you instead want something for you. Jagdish Pandit. Then what will happen? Today you are Tyagi. I am Sannyasi, catching danda. Next day throwing danda, catching woman. Bhogi. This is bhogi now. Tyagi, today Tyagi, next day bhogi. Krishna knows the heart, Baba. This is not real vairagya, this is phalgu vairagya. What do you say? Phalgu vairagya. False vairagya. That is a river in Bihar known phalgu. It it is all is dry, all no water there, no water. You go there, it's all dry. But so much water inside. Just remember, little sand, you find so much water inside. Do you understand? That's Phalgubhairagya. Just so outwardly, I am great Tyagi, great renunciate. I have nothing, only one kopin I have, nothing else. But in your heart, so many desires of enjoyment. I want this, I want this, I want this. This must be required, this must be required. That is not real. Vairagya, this is Phalgu Vairagya. Do you understand? False. False Vairagya. Inside is like Phalgu River. Do you understand? So Vairagya means no attachment towards material things and objects. No attachment for objects of one's sense gratification. Only attachment to what is to Krishna. Everything is Krishna's property. Krishna is only enjoyer. Nothing to be rejected. Everything should be accepted for Krishna's service. Then instead give Krishna's enjoyment and happiness. This is real vairagya. This is nirbandha Krishna samandha. Real vairagya is a jukta vairagya. If you become a phalgu vairagya, false vairagya, you'll develop, then you'll cheat yourself. You'll cheat yourself. You understand? You'll cheat yourself. So this is what Mahaprabhu's vairagya vidya. Mahaprabhu's vairagya vidya. This is Mahaprabhu's vairagya. Teaching of vairagya detachment is own bhakti yoga, devotional service. Supreme Lord Krishna appeared form of Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, this Chaitanya avatar. You follow? Vairagya vidya is own bhakti, teaching. He is so much merciful, ocean of mercy, Krupambudhi. Ocean of mercy, wonderful merciful. Nobody, no incarnation of the Lord has shown so much mercy towards Jiva. Do you understand? His last limit of mercy, Chaitanya. And his mercy is for us, we deluded souls, ajogya, unqualified, just to make us qualified to serve him. Do you understand? He is giving himself. Is take me? Do you understand? Nobody saw such mercy. Mahaprabhu's mercy is unlimited mercy. Is ocean of mercy. Without the mercy of Mahaprabhu, we cannot develop real vairagya. Understand? We cannot develop real vairagya without the mercy of Mahaprabhu. And this Bhattacharya got Mahaprabhu's mercy, then he became real vairagya. Once I understood. Chitta Bhrunga, he said, let my mind be like a bumblebee, a honey bee. Honey bee goes from one flower to another flower and sucks honey, collects honey. Similarly, let my mind be a honey bee, and let my bee like mind hover around constantly and the lotus feet of Krishna. Do you understand? So much honey is there. And let it always hover around that lotus feet of Krishna. So transcendental nectar and honey. Let me be intoxicated, mad after it. Always drink. Not to leave it even for a moment. Do you understand? Let me be firmly fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. That is what you say. Gadam gadam liyatam manabhram chitta bhrunga. That verse. Therefore Mahaprabhu is magnanimous, wonderfully magnanimous, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully munificent. Indiscriminately, he offers Krishna prema, offers embrace. Come to my fold, come to my fold, come to my fold.
Tamo adhamo kichuna vachila jachiye dille kakolo. Hey, Premananda, ye mono gaurangi hudo ye dhariya bolo. Bhaja gauranga kaha gauranga laha gauranga namari. Bhaja gauranga kaha gauranga laha gauranga namari. Bhaja gauranga kaha gauranga Jai Jana Gauranga Bhaji Sevai Krishna Krishna Hari Hari Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari
অধমক কিছু না বাছিল যাচিয়ে দিল কোল কহে প্রেমানন্দ মন গৌরাঙ্গে হৃদয় ধরিয়া বল। হ্যাঁ প্রেমানন্দ দাস বৈষ্ণব পোয়েট সিংস মহাপ্রভু নেভার ডিসক্রিমিনেটস ওয়েদার ওয়ান ইজ ভেরি এলিভেটেড অর মোস্ট ডিগ্রেডেড উইদাউট ডিসক্রিমিনেশন হি এমব্রেসেস ওয়ান অ্যান্ড অল হি অফার্স ইজ এমব্রেস ওয়ান অ্যান্ড অল কম টু মাই ফোল্ড কম টু মাই ফোল্ড আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড অ্যান্ড অফার্স প্রেম Have that Gauranga in the core of her heart. Then chant. Bajo Gauranga Koho Gauranga Loho Gaurangi Ro Namari Bajo Gauranga Koho Gauranga Loho Gaurangi Ro Namari Je Janna Gauranga Bhoje Se Hoi Amaro Pranari মহাপ্রভু Krishna prema, pure prema he offers, he gives. If you are fortunate and get the mercy of Gauranga and develop such Krishna prema and habit, then you can see real beauty of Krishna. You can see how Krishna is the only proprietor, Krishna is the only enjoyer. Everything belongs to Krishna. Nothing belongs to me. Otherwise you cannot see it, you cannot understand it. Karmi, jnani, yogi, they cannot understand it, they can see it. Do you understand? But Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He invites one and all, he calls one and all, karmi, jnani, yogi, everybody he calls, please come to my fold, come to my fold. Yes. Everybody he offers Krishna prema. Do you understand? Such wonderfully merciful. Ah, krupambudhi, that means ocean of mercy. Do you understand? No incarnation has showered such mercy into jivas. Then, to get that mercy, then you'll be able to understand. Then you'll be able to understand Krishna and able to understand the relationship, only one relationship, eternal relationship, jiva has with Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna is the only proprietor, Krishna is the only enjoyer. Do you understand? Then you'll be able to understand. Otherwise you cannot understand. Then, in other words, you'll be able to only develop detachment, real detachment, vairagya, and develop real attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. Then your life will be successful. This is success. Understand? Thank you. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi, Hari Hari Bol.